Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a fascinating story here that I've stumbled across. Ben Simmons is back with the team. Did you know that Ben Simmons was not with a team?
Goodness. I assumed he wasn't because he doesn't like basketball and he's terrible.
Well, Mark Spears, the NBA writer, has just posted a story. NBA free agent Ben Simmons is back with the team, just not in the NBA yet. The avid fisherman is the new controlling operator of the South Florida Sails of the Sport Fishing Championship League.
I got him.
You think you're a better fisherman than Ben Simmons?
Guaranteed.
You're talking about the controlling operator of the South Florida Sails Sports Fishing Championship League.
Yes, yeah, yeah. If I had $100 million, I could buy any team I want to buy.
You think that you are a better fisherman than Ben Simmons?
Hawk, guaranteed. Tell him, send it out, text it, quote it, tag it. I fish better than Ben Simmons fishes.
All right. Solana, let's get Ben Simmons on the show. He's in South Florida. He might be listening right now. Perhaps a fish off.
Well, we can fish off. We can fish on. We can do whatever we want with fish. I am going to whoop his ass on this water.
Ben Simmons' ass with the fishing pole, the lure. What do you got there? The twine? What was that? Fishing line?
The leader, the bait, the anything. Anything the bobber? To a fishing.
You have a bobber?
A bobber. I'll bob his ass to death. I got Ben Simmons fishing-wise.
Wow.
Crowder, you couldn't outfish me.
Wow.
Lana, you sit out there holding your gums in your mouth. You and Dan were falling on the boat. Like, I was just – that was a charity. That was a – what's it called? When you take the little kids out fishing.
Make a wish? You did like a make a wish boat trip?
I made a wish with Solana and Dan Day on the boat one time, and now Solana swears he can fish better than me.
Wow. He is challenging Ben Simmons to a fish off.
My captain was like, "Hey Chan, little young Alex is down there struggling." I said, "I got him, Cap. Don't worry about it. I'll go help."
What's funny is I might take Crowder in a one-on-one on a basketball court between him and Ben Simmons. But on a fishing one-on-one, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Free throw competition. Could you take Ben Simmons in a free throw competition?
Solana?
No, you.
You.
Free throw? I got a good chance.
because your head's in the game better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's big. Like, I'll never, because I'm not like Salon. I'm honest. I'm not challenging Ben Simmons in 211 one-on-one. He's too big. But, like, stationary, I can think about this, and you're thinking about the Tweety Birds and the butterflies on the prairie. Yeah, I got you.
Interesting.
But we fishing also, wise, I fish with a lot of famous people that can't really fish. They just have a bunch of money, so they buy these great teams. But y'all don't know what you're doing. You sit there and reel fishing after they get them halfway to the boat.
You think you could beat Michael Jordan in fishing?
Yes.
You could not.
No. So, Hawk, okay, let me break this down. What's Ben Simmons Fishing Company's name?
Let's see. I think South Florida Sailfish something.
South Florida Sailfish, right? And Jordan is 23-something because he has a big boat, and it's always in the Keys, and I see it. When those guys that are quarter-billion-dollar, billion-dollar guys buy fishing teams, they have a captain, they have mates, they have headphones on. They do all the hard work, and then these millionaires, they walk up and they reel the fish in for 10 feet. They pick it up and they smile, and they're the face of this company. I'm from the ground up, baby. I've been doing this since we were catching brim on the shore with a piece of bread on the hook. I fish.
So Ben Simmons and Michael Jordan, those are Apollo Creed. You're Rocky Balboa running through the streets of Philadelphia, huddling up by a garbage can to get some warmth from the fire, while Apollo Creed is going through the motions for the magazines and the TV shows.
Yeah, get in some gym. Adrian! Asia! I'm catching a fish yelling Asia's name. I can't feel my fingers. Jordan's eating caviar, and it's a little white dude reeling in the fish for him, and then he takes a picture, smiles for the camera, and he walks back upstairs, gets in the hot tub. I don't have a hot tub. I don't have caviar. I don't even like caviar.
Now, in fairness, Rocky lost to Apollo Creed.
I didn't like that I was the white guy either. I saw when the analogy started, I was like, I don't know if I really enjoy this analogy.
Let's do headlines because Joe Zagacki is coming up. I want to make sure we have enough time to talk Hurricanes with him. So we'll do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored a little bit later on in the program. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Why do you act like fishing takes this unbelievable amount of skill? I fished before.
I watched you do it. So that's when I knew it solidified.
It's all luck. Any fisherman knows it's all luck. It's 100% luck.
Yep.
It's not luck. It's knowing the spot. It's knowing the depth. It's knowing the current. It's knowing where to anchor, where not to anchor. If to anchor, it's knowing how to tie the knots. It's knowing what bait to use. It's knowing what line to use, what leader to use. How are you going to catch this fish? Nah. Y'all don't know what you're doing. I'm a pro.
I saw Tom Hanks in Castaway. He didn't have a choice from a whole bunch of stuff. He got a stick. He got a little piece of rope. He was catching fish left and right. Guy was alive 15 years off the fish.
He broke his tooth out with a roller skate.
Same thing with dentistry. It's all luck.
Solana's dentist. He sent us a picture of his dentist.
He's got dentists plural.
He has two dentists. They're brothers that have to get together to figure out if his tooth is rotten. Tooth is rotten.
I was at a dentist wedding over the weekend. Encore got married. Brad.
Your whole social circle is dentists.
Brad and Greg were both there. It was incredible. I got a cleaning halfway through the ceremony. Phenomenal.
I know where you were at. Y'all were making dentistry great again.
Hey, by the way, really... Fishing is just how much money you're willing to spend on the bait. So, like, if you're willing to spend a lot of money on good bait, obviously the fish are going to like that bait better than cheap bait. Right.
You got to get minnows. So you got to get the
fish
minnows.
The fish are materialistic.
Yeah, that's right. They want good fish. Who doesn't want better food over bad food?
Okay.
Solana's 100% correct.
Best bait over a wreck with nothing on it, and the fish are going to just appear on that wreck.
What do you have a better chance at catching mahi with? Shrimp as your bait or worms as your bait?
Yeah, shrimp. No brainer.
Shrimp. More expensive.
If if you're on the right line on the Gulf Stream, when they're running, they're going up and down that line at that depth, you can catch them with a damn Skittle.
Yeah,
I've done it before.
Hey, Hawk,
you're just saying words.
You get these guys that go to the Keys and they're like, yeah, I like to troll. Oh, okay. Yeah, we got you. You're just driving. You're driving the boat with a line out.
Is it troll or troll?
Trolling.
Trolling.
Hmm.
Yeah, I go trolling. Oh, do you? You drive the boat with a bunch of line in the water? I could do that too. Catch the same fish.
I see people.
Depth in the planers, because when you're trolling, you can have planers that takes it deep or
what
just sets it on top.
What depth? And
you don't know that there's water depths. You troll in 8 feet of water.
They're standing at the side of a canal. They got a bucket full of fish. What are they doing so special? They got good bait.
I am a top five fisherman in the world.
So Lana and I have just blown the lid off of the entire fishing industry. Most people are afraid to take on the fishing industry, but we are not.
I get it, though.
Top five in the world.
I get it. They have to shoot all these shows because something has to fill time on Bally Sports. Like, I get it. I get why they pretend these guys are all expert fishermen. But the reality is, like, you don't understand the real depths of the ocean, Crowder. You guys are just going out there getting lucky.
The reality.
Right.
If you talk about Jordan, LeBron, Kobe, I'm up there fishing-wise. Like, the fish are scared of me. They have pictures. Fish have pictures of me on
their
wall.
It's like saying I'm a good roulette player. It's impossible.
Yep.
You're maybe lucky, but it's like saying I'm a good roulette player. It's all luck.
Knowing the time of year, knowing the depth, the temperature, where they run, what they do, what bait they're going to eat at that time of year, you got to match the hatch.
But everyone knows that. Check an almanac.
No, everybody doesn't know. Match the
hatch. Check the almanac.
There's no goddamn almanac. Match the hatch. So they're eating this, I'm going to use this. They're eating that, I'm going to use that.
I knew I could get him angry. I thought I'd get him to curse at some point. We got a goddamn out of him.
I could fish in Australia, Alaska, Puerto Rico, Argentina. Randy Starks. I just talked to Randy Starks about Bolivia fishing this weekend at the alumni.
I could fish in all those places as well. There's no barrier to the entry of fishing. I can't go to Rucker Park and play in a pickup game. I don't have the skills. I could go on Michael Jordan's boat and fish with him. There's no barrier to entry. It's all luck.
So. So I'm going to give you a poll. And that's it.
That's all
you have to. You have to put the weight on. You have to put the hook on. You have to tie the hook on. Tie the weight on. You have to put the bait on. You have to tie the bait on. You have to know what.
I'm going
to
get one that's pre-hooked. I get a pre-hooked pole.
So who pre-hooked it?
What are you talking about? I go to Dick's. I get a pre-hooked pole. Probably get them baited. Probably get a pre-baited hook.
I could actually prove this to you if your ass would ever get on a boat, but you're too scared to get on the water and do anything of physical assessment.
I proved
physical it. Assessment? This isn't water skiing. It's fishing. You're holding a pole in the water. I mean, I've held a... It's the same thing as making s'mores.
And I proved it. I went out on the boat with you, and I outfished you. And also, why are you describing putting a hook on the line like if you're Elon Musk firing a rocket at Mars?
Solana.
You don't know how to tie a knot, Hawk? Do you know how to tie a knot?
Okay, what kind of knot do you tie, Solana? Because I watched you try to fish. That's not that big man.
Well, I do the Windsor knot on my fishing
line.
Yeah,
I do a fishhook knot.
I watched y'all fish nothing. I watched Solana tie the shoelace. I'm like, bro, they about to snap this shoelace knot. You want me to tie it? Yeah, we okay. We'll do whatever you do normally.
Dan's
back there humping the ground. It was the weirdest fishing trip of all time.
Dan Day is still eating the fish that I caught on that fishing trip. It's still in his freezer.
Solana's touching me.
What?
Cap's asking wrong. What's wrong with the little kid Alex downstairs? I'm trying to explain.
That's why I'm not going on one of your fishing trips. What touching going on?
I just me neither.
I've never been touched this much on a fishing trip, and then Solana and Dan came with me.
What was I touching? I wasn't touching
Stranger
you.
Stranger danger.
Oh, y'all want to lean on people and hug and
Solana,
touch.
That's
and...
not the fishing pole.
That's a big ballyhoo there. That's not a ballyhoo, brother.
Sorry, I thought this was the bucket of worms. No. I'm talking about myself, not you. No, Solana, your hand's just down my pants.
That's a hell of a worm, huh?
All right, let's get the headlines because Joe Zagacki's coming up. Let's get headlines. Focus.
All right. Devon Achane made the Pro Bowl for the Miami Dolphins. Congrats to him.
All right.
Hey, since we were talking about, I'll skip ahead here, Michael Jordan and LeBron, you guys see these comments from LeBron James regarding playing on Christmas Day where he said, quote, I'm going to be completely honest, I would like to be home on the couch with my family. Now, people are getting outraged at this on social media. I mean, I think everybody shares the same sentiment, but do you guys not get the sense here that LeBron is trying to come off like he's sick of playing basketball? Do either of you get the sense?
I didn't take it that way, but yeah, I could see where he's starting to plant the seeds.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm just taking it as the LeBron lie thought. It's just, he just says what he thinks will get a rise. He's a social media whore.
Well, they asked him the other day about a young player who's doing really good stuff for Utah, and he's like, I got to be honest, man. Nowadays, I'm just watching golf on YouTube. And it's such like an off-putting thing because LeBron was always the guy who knew everything about every player.
But he's older now.
He's the ultimate hooper.
He's not as interested in basketball anymore.
He wants to get on his phone after he says that, knowing that the world is going to respond, and he wants to read stuff. He's one of the lamest great athletes I've ever been around in my life. It's weird how he loves to embrace this.
Just retired.
Bad guy stuff. But even the dark 30 thing, like when he does that every year, and I've told y'all in the past, like what athlete says, I don't need to talk to you. You don't have to announce I'm not going to talk to you. Just don't talk to these bastards. Like, he's so lame with the social media. It's because he's, like I say, he loves it. He's like a, he embraces this social media stuff way more than the athletes that I respect and love.
He has the butt pain, the sciatica. He's feeling out how the Lakers are doing this year. Like either you want to play and you're committed, or you don't, and that's fine. You owe nothing to the game anymore. You're the greatest or second greatest of all time. Like, if you're not interested anymore, just retire. That's it. It's okay.
And you're quoting what? What are you quoting? His Twitter responses?
No, I mean, he was asked this in the locker room yesterday. They're playing on Christmas. The Lakers play Kevin Durant and the Rockets at 8. And he's like, you know, he was asked about playing on Christmas. He's like, yeah, I'd rather be home on the couch with my family, which I believe, by the way, everybody would. But it was just part of a series of things that kind of got me annoyed with him, because he just sounds like he's trying to put off.
But he sounds older, because he is older.
He sounds antagonistic because he wants you to respond to him so that he can argue on social media.
For me, I think he's being honest. I don't think he's as interested in basketball as he was when he was 20, but that makes sense to me.
What about an old-ass man yelling Taco Tuesday, Hawk?
What? He's not allowed to have fun?
No, he wants to respond. Me and you can yell Taco Tuesday. I'm going to come to your house,
Hawk.
Because
we're not LeBron. We're not LeBron, though.
I know. And if LeBron knows that he can scream Taco Tuesday on his Instagram and the world is going to respond, he's going to do it because he wants that attention. It's crazy. I don't want attention, but I'm going to announce that I don't want attention.
But he never said he didn't want attention.
Zero dark 30. I'm going to stop talking to
you. In that moment, he doesn't want to have focus on the court.
So just stop talking on social media. Why do you have to announce it?
Because you all are going to say, hey, why'd you stop going on social media? You're trying to get a rise out of everybody because you're not on social media all of a sudden.
And so I wouldn't care because I'm not on social media anymore. I made that decision.
No, but everybody
would.
So I don't know. He's in a no-win situation. Whatever he does, everyone's going to just say, oh, it's calculated. Oh, he's doing that for attention. He was asked a question, and he gave the answer. But for whatever reason, you want to pick apart the answer. And if he said something else, you'd have picked it apart for a different reason.
No, I'm not picking anything apart. I know what I'm dealing with.
The man wants to be home with his family on Christmas. This is a controversial answer?
No, who doesn't?
Right, but he was asked.
And so why wouldn't he say, yeah, everybody wants to be home with their family on Christmas?
He did.
No.
Yes, he did.
He wants to make a big deal out of it.
No,
did he say,
you
did he
want
say
to
it,
make did, a big deal out
did he
of
say
it.
Did he say it 10 years ago?
Well, but again, he's a different person.
No. He is a piece of pie pudding attention seeker.
No. Whatever he says, you guys pick apart because you don't want to like him for some reason. That's fine, but it's ridiculous. He was asked a question, gave an answer.
Huck, it's the difference is I really enjoy him as an athlete. He's one of the most impressive physical specimen basketball players, just basketball player, hell with all the extra I've ever seen in my life. His attention grabbing, wanting to be in the spotlight of random conversations is off-putting to me.
Because he answered someone's question in an interview?
No, because he wants that to trigger a Instagram debate.
By saying he wants to be home with his family on Christmas, that's triggering?
All calculated.
That's calculated.
I don't
that's
like
a controversial take? That's the most white bread take on the planet.
He knows that he can get on his Instagram later on and argue with people about his take. I hate it.
But what's the argument?
Shut up. Yeah, I'm playing basketball. I'm doing my job.
And then everyone would go, oh, he hates his family. He's not into the Christmas spirit. It's comical.
No, you can't say he hates his family. I'm doing my job. Okay, ask me what question they asked him, Solana. I'll tell you how to answer it if you're not an attention whore. What question did they ask him?
LeBron, you've played on Christmas Day 23 years now. Big matchup coming up against the Rockets. How do you feel about these Christmas Day game matchups?
Oh, man, Christmas Day is right in the middle of the season. Everybody's at home watching. You know, I love to be there for the Lakers. I love to be out there and play and, you know, We're the center of attention now. It's the main event. Everybody's home watching us, and we need to prove that we're one of the best teams in the NBA. Makes no headlines.
But that's as ridiculous. No, that's as ridiculous as
it makes
as
no headlines.
But how does saying I want to be home with my family on the holidays make headlines?
Would you like to make more money than you make? Yes, those are the obvious ones. You know the criticism of what you say. He knows it. LeBron is so intelligent. He knows what this is going to do, and
he knows that saying I'd like to spend Christmas with my family is going to be open for criticism.
The Lakers are playing on Christmas. I would love to be out there and show we're the best team in the league. That's when we're playing. Everybody's home to watch us, to watch the Lakers dominate the NBA. Would never make a headline. We wouldn't be talking about it.
So don't say, if asked, would you rather be home with your family for Christmas? Don't answer that. Don't. It's too controversial.
No. Don't bait up the media so you can go play on Instagram later on that day.
And saying that you want to be home with your family for the holidays is baiting up the media?
Shedeur Sanders did a exact thing we're talking about. When they asked him, should you win for on 4th and 2? She said, why would you even do that? Why would you even try to make me, put me against my coaching staff and their decisions? We're a team. We're working together. We're trying to do the best thing we can to make the Brown organization win games. We're trying to get back on top. Period. You know the answer they want, and you know the answer that's going to get Twitter hits, and he does Twitter hit answers.
Stop it. That's ridiculous. Twitter hit answer is not, I'd like to be home for the holidays with my family. That's
Lord,
the opposite of a
we
Twitter
know
hit
he
answer.
He does Twitter hit answers. He loves, as famous as he is, he loves to be in the middle of to talk about him.
You're right. I've thought about it. Being home with your family for the holidays is very controversial. You're right. I have thought
really
about it. You're correct.
To listen
it's
to
one of the craziest things he's ever said.
4-5-9-6-4-Lemon talk about him for some reason. I don't
It's one of the craziest things
Kevin Durant,
he's ever said.
Kevin Durant does the same thing.
I hadn't thought
You know
about
what
it,
the hell to say to get out of here. Y'all don't want to get out of here. You want to say something. He needs Christmas game. Okay, the middle of the NBA season. It's just like Thanksgiving Day games in the NFL. Why? You'd love to be home on Thanksgiving. Everybody would love to be home on Thanksgiving. Everybody. Jared Goff, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, Aiden Hutchinson. Everyone would want to be home on Thanksgiving with their family. It's obvious. It's Thanksgiving. It's my family. I want to be with them on a holiday. Why do we play on Thanksgiving in the NFL, Christmas Day in the NBA?
But that wasn't
because
the question.
It's one of the biggest grossing days in the league, and they have the premier matchups.
But that's not
time
up for debate.
Do it.
Yeah.
That's why we do it. So why
but
do
he
you
knows
get
that.
Personal?
He said, I like being out there.
So just play and don't say, I'd love to be home on Christmas Day. I hate it.
No, ridiculous.
That's it.
LeBron or Tua next year to start for the Dolphins?
Oh, my goodness.
Your weather in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. That's brought to you by Chill Zone AC. I don't even know what Crowder's arguing at the end of that. Featuring reliable Root AC systems, visit chillzoneac.com.
Because
y'all
he took issue with someone saying they wanted to spend time with their family on the holidays.
No. Attention grabbers.
Right.
No
by
reason.
Saying you want to spend time with your family on the holidays is looking for attention.
Yes. Yes.
Because it's a wildly crazy statement.
Hey, okay, Nate, do y'all want to make more money at your job?
But that's a different question.
No, but it's going to be, the answer to that question with everybody in the world. There is not one human being in the world that would say, I do not want to make more money at my job.
Well, but that's not true because they could offer me more money, but I've got to do my job in Northern California for 8 months out of the year.
No. At the current job you're having, you can make more money. Huh, you can't move the bar. There's always going to be Christmas on December 25th. You can't move it to the 28th.
Of course not.
So would everyone want to make more money? Would everybody in the entire world want to be with their
you
family
are saying
on holidays?
Two incongruous things. They don't have anything to do with each other.
Would everyone in the world want to make more money? Would everyone want to be with their loved ones on the holidays? Those are the two questions that get a guaranteed yes out of every human being.
Right. So they're conflicting. It's conflicting things, right? You want to be with your family, but you also want to make more money. It's conflicting.
No, it's not conflicting.
Well, you just said that you want to do both, but he can't do both.
No, no, no. Those are two questions that will get a yes from everybody in the history of time. Correct?
Right. And he gave you the yes.
Oh, and he knows that they're going to take that as I don't want to play on Christmas Day. He's not dumb.
But you just said everyone's going to give the same answer. He gave you that same answer, and you're picking it apart.
So didn't they? So why didn't they? Who else is on LA's roster? Austin Reeves? Did they ask Austin Reeves that? Did they ask anybody else that?
But who cares what Austin Reeves says?
No. Exactly. Austin Reeves. No one cares. LeBron knows if he says, I want to be home and not playing,
but that doesn't have anything to do. Like, why don't you go have Austin Reeves on the pivot? Because no one wants to hear from him.
Talk to him.
Right. I mean, but that's not making any sense what you're saying.
You know what they're baiting. I know when people try to bait me into an answer.
Do you want to be home with your family for the holidays is baiting you?
Yes. If you're already playing on Christmas, you know the answer. That's they want yes or no. Yes, okay, but I understand the NBA and there it is the biggest day of our year.
That's exactly what he said.
No, he didn't. No,
yes, he did. He didn't read you the whole answer.
So why are we talking about this in headlines?
I have no idea. I wouldn't have brought this up in a million years.
Why are we talking about this in headlines, Solana?
Austin Reeves or Tua Tagovailoa next year?
Why are we talking about this in headlines?
Because I thought he was just trying to come off like somebody who wants everybody to know that he's no longer interested in playing basketball. But I wasn't necessarily fascinated with the idea of arguing whether or not LeBron's an attention seeker. I just thought it was interesting that there's been a trend.
He already got you. He already got Solana. Got him. He hooked him hook, line, and sinker. He got Solana.
There's a trend
here. But if he said something else, then Solana would say, you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to pretend that he still loves basketball. It's such a silly argument to make. He answers one thing, so Solana says, see, he's trying to show you he doesn't like basketball anymore. He answers something else. Solana's going to say, see, he's trying to show you that he's pretending to care about basketball still when it's obviously he doesn't.
He's a basketball player.
I gave you the answer that no one would have talked about. He knows it. You know it, and I know it. I love basketball. I love the Lakers. We're a premier team. We need to go out there, play hard on Christmas. It's the middle of the season, so we're going to sacrifice our family to be on the court and prove the Lakers are one of the best teams in the NBA. No one would have talked about that answer. Nobody in the world would have talked about
Leroy Hoare just texted me, Crowder needs to stay off the weed. Yeah, I don't
know
what you're talking about.
I was texting Leroy today about some dumb crap he was talking about.
I don't know what you or Solana is talking about, to be quite honest. To take that that nebulous answer and have it mean something different is beyond me. Anyway, Joe Zagacki is going to join us in the next segment, if we even have time.
Once upon a time on Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Solana, how'd you hurt your butt?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That was crazy. That was the talk from someone who doesn't recognize that fishing is all based on luck.
I got bamboozled by Solana.
Because that's not what he said, but I told you that wasn't what he said.
Yes, you just sent me the thing. I see it now. It's exactly what I said he should have said. Solana, you bamboozled me.
I
you
got bamboozled.
Hold on. I got a new commercial.
You bamboozled me.
You got so bamboozled by Solana there, you had no idea what you stepped into. All right.
Hell, let me too, Solana. I hate getting on his side. Goodness gracious.
Joe Zagacki, we're going to move him to 4 o'clock. Because we're just not going to have enough time this segment. So we're going to move Joe to 4, and then we'll play Talk About It Tuesday after Joe. Canesware in Davie. Christmas is Thursday. It's Thursday. That means you've got tonight and tomorrow to go shopping at Canesware. And you can get your Hurricanes merch right now at Canesware. And maybe you're even heading to Dallas for the game against Ohio State next week. Or maybe you're watching with friends on the couch. Whatever you're doing, you got to get geared up with some new Canes gear to celebrate advancing in the college football playoffs. So you get to the store or hop online. You can browse the selection at Canesware.com. But again, if you still have shopping left for Thursday, it is not just Canes merch at Canesware. You've got Dolphins. You've got Inter Miami, you've got Heat, you've got Hurricanes basketball, Marlins, and of course the reigning Stanley Cup champions, the Florida Panthers. Canesware in Davie has it all. Shirts, hats, jerseys, shorts, hoodies for you and the entire family, even pets. It's all at Canesware. Visit the store in Davie and do your last-minute Christmas shopping today, tomorrow. Visit the store in Davie on University Drive. It's right next to La Spada's. Or shop online at Canesware.com. Canesware, the spot South Florida sports fans shop. You did. You got bamboozled. You got half the story from Solana. Solana was doing what you accused LeBron of doing, which was trying to get a rise out of something that wasn't really there. And that's what's wrong with today's media.
Yep.
No. Solana. No. First of all,
what did you
weren't on my side. And second of all, I read a direct quote from LeBron James.
No, you read half a quote.
No, I read a direct quote from LeBron James. And I wasn't telling you that I wanted to nitpick those specific comments. I have no problem with LeBron.
That's exactly what you were saying.
You jumped forward and said, we're speaking right now. I'd much rather be at home with my family. But he also said,
Well,
I love the game and the history of Christmas basketball. He admits the personal preference in his time with the family and understands the league business side while still feeling the holiday pull of the game. You didn't read any of that.
No, hold on a second. First of all, don't accuse me of doing anything incorrect. I read a direct quote from LeBron James, and my point was not, let's criticize LeBron James for wanting
exactly
to be at
to
home.
Criticize LeBron James. You
no,
said
no, no, no.
Doesn't
listen,
this
listen.
Tell you that LeBron is trying to pretend something that he doesn't really feel? That's criticizing him.
I wasn't trying to criticize him because he wanted to be at home for Christmas. I literally started off my sentiments by saying, everybody does. I don't know why people are getting on him for that. I was saying there's a trend here.
You wanted to criticize him for something else.
Correct. LeBron.
Yeah. Okay, so don't say you didn't want to criticize. You brought up that quote in order to criticize LeBron.
It wasn't criticizing. I was trying to see if you guys agree with me where there's this trend here where he's trying to portray like somebody who's not really interested in being a professional basketball player anymore. And it's not so much a criticism as...
Wait a second. You can't. Come on. You're saying LeBron is half-assing it?
Yes.
You're saying LeBron is half-assing it as a basketball player?
I saw a video the other day where J.J. Redick had to call timeout because LeBron James took possessions off in a game, missed a shot, and started talking to the opponent's bench rather than getting back on defense. J.J. Redick was so upset with him, he called timeout and stared him down the entire way.
Yeah,
and
everybody
LeBron
saw that. But guess what? There's zero that J.J. Redick can tell LeBron that he doesn't already know.
And you kissed his butt all last season because he was 24, 8-8.
Yeah.
At his age.
He was. He was
and
playing
I was
his,
like,
his ass
and,
off.
And you criticized. Okay, he was playing his ass off. Now he's 21,
so much so
8
that his ass, so much so that his ass was hurting to start this year and he had to sit out this year. That's how
so
much he played
20,
his ass off
now
a year,
he's
though.
21, 7-6. And he's half-assing it.
Yeah, because
you lined me up, Solana. I remember this.
You got lined up.
December 23rd, 2023.
This guy,
you took a you
were you're the fish that hooked onto the lure.
He caught me.
This dude,
and he knew what I was gonna do.
He caught you. He rolled up a little piece of white bread, and he caught you on the hook.
I was the brim, and I bit the hook, and you just snatched me, put me in the damn bucket. I'm dead right now. I can't. I need gills. I need to be in the water to breathe.
Jimmy,
Solana.
Make a
you
graphic.
You snatched
so
me
that,
out of the water.
Jimmy, make a graphic so Crowder looks like he's doing the rest of the show in a bucket, dead.
Who would
We got to break because I want to have enough time with Joe Zagaki. We have a college football playoff coming up.
Once upon a time on Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You know where the Himalayas are?
Himalayas?
Yes.
Of course. South America.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.